day, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. We've got the latest on those coming up in your afternoon wrap-up straight ahead.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Quartermaster Creek Angus and Leedy wants to invite you to their 13th annual production sale featuring 90 spring two-year-old bulls bred to be tough and developed to last. These bulls have been parent verified and have genomically enhanced EPDs available. Mike and Annie Schweitzer invite you to their sale February 22nd at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. You can see the catalog online at www.quartermastercreek.com or call Mike at 580-445-8275. It's the Quartermaster Creek Angus Production Sale.
Welcome back. Firm gains today developed throughout the hog futures trade, despite the overall lack of support in morning cash reports. Live cattle futures remained mixed in light trade, with the focus on the end-of-the-week position taking. Meanwhile, corn prices were higher in light trade today. March corn futures about 4 cents higher. Stock markets higher, too, in light trade. The Dow Jones is 94 points higher. NASDAQ up 19 points. And in live cattle, futures were mixed in a narrow trading range through all of 2017 contract months. Prices ranged from 37 cents per hundredweight lower to 30 cents higher. Overall trade volume slowed significantly, though, at the end of the week here, with traders still concerned about the recent pressure in beef values and the lack of active cash trade. In feeder cattle, light gains held in nearby contracts with prices 7 to 20 cents per hundredweight higher. The mixed trade seen in the live cattle futures really had very little fundamental market direction seen helping to bring stability into the market. The firm gains, though, in corn futures throughout the morning limited longer-term buyer support and actually brought about additional uncertainty to the complex here through the end of the week. Grain futures, though, were mixed today, but appeared to have firmed as the overnight session wound down in the wake of yesterday's monthly supply and demand report from USDA. Corn prices started to firm, though, as the morning break neared, with fairly steady buying seen overnight following a lower open from Thursday's bearish reversal lower. March futures held to an inside day, maintaining this week's breakout above the 200-day moving average. Soybeans were higher, with bargain hunting emerging quickly in the overnight session after yesterday's reversal lower failed to generate follow-through selling. Meanwhile, wheat prices finished narrowly mixed but off session lows after a two-sided overnight session. A big short covering rally, though, boosted the market higher Thursday following friendly USDA numbers. And that's a look at all your markets for today. Have a great weekend. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio, Oklahoma Network.